Many rural areas around the country are grappling with a loss of local news. It's known as news deserts, and according to the 2025 Medill State of Local News report, the number of local news deserts in the U.S. jumped to record levels last year as newspaper closures continued unabated.
But for generations, high school students in a village in northeastern Wisconsin haven't allowed that to happen in their community because they operate the only official news source in Pulaski year-round.
Pulaski News has been run by students at Pulaski High School for more than 80 years. It could be the oldest student-run community newspaper in the country.
We're joined by Pulaski's journalism teacher and a student reporter to talk about the paper's history and mission and the kinds of skills students are learning by being journalists in their community.
Amy Tubbs teaches English and journalism at Pulaski High School. Amy, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And Madeline Ryback is a senior at Pulaski High School and a student reporter at Pulaski News. Madeline, welcome to you.
Hello, thank you for having me.
So Madeline, set the scene for us. What kind of work are you and your fellow reporters doing in the Pulaski News newsroom every day? How is it different from your other classes?
Pulaski News involves a lot of different tasks because we kind of, the students and also Bob and Ms. Tubbs, we all kind of are responsible for everything going on with our paper. So that involves photographing events and uploading those pictures during school hours and selecting photos that would work best for our paper, and then also conducting interviews and coming up with interview questions, as well as obviously writing the articles and proofreading them and kind of just mulling them over to make sure that they're to our standard, and then finally just revising them and getting them printed.
This sounds very different than any other type of high school class.
Oh, for sure. It's very different in the fact that I feel that the class of Pulaski News allows students to have a certain degree of creative control that's not really present in a lot of classes, because although in like English class, you can pick like your topics for essays and stuff, you don't really get to go out there and find stories on your own that you might not find otherwise and kind of get control of how you tell that narrative. So I think that Pulaski News is unique in how it provides students a degree of creative control that they may not find elsewhere.
Amy, take us back into the history. How did the Pulaski News begin all those decades ago, and how has it evolved?
Well, we used to have a town paper in Pulaski, and then it's called the Tricopa at that time, and started during the Great Depression, privately owned, and then it went bankrupt, and they were struggling, and it ended in 1939. And then during that time period, we had an amazing superintendent, Frank Joswick, and he was just really forward thinking and community minded. And he said, we need to have a town paper and our school can do it. And so 1942, we restarted the town paper, called it the Pulaski News. Before that, we had a school paper called Pulaski High News, but now it officially went into the change of Pulaski News, and it's been going ever since. And it's, as far as we know, it is the oldest student-produced community newspaper in the nation. I know there's some other schools that have them, but we're the oldest. We've been around the longest, and it was really due to Frank Joswick.
And who was he?
He was a high school principal of Pulaski for 35 years, and then he became the superintendent of schools. And he did a lot of stuff for our schools, but he also brought in like industry, our first medical clinic, a retirement center to Pulaski. Like, he really felt education was for the community, and he did a lot of good things to make sure that Pulaski had what it needed.
Fast forward to today, Madeline, what do you find most challenging about reporting, especially when you first got started?
When I first got started, like most writers, I was pretty shy. And so I think the biggest challenge I had to overcome as a reporter for the news was just talking to strangers, which as I think is also the greatest skill I have ever learned from any class in high school, because talking to strangers when you're a teenager feels very life or death, like, oh my gosh, what could go wrong, and so on. And so being put in a position where you have to go up to a stranger and be like, hey, can I ask you a few questions about something kind of personal to you, or so on, was kind of a huge challenge to overcome at first. But I'm very grateful I finally overcame it and am now just a much more confident adult. And beyond that, I would say maybe just a challenge that I encounter is kind of just finding the stories in our community, because we are a pretty small village. So sometimes it's like, especially in like the summer when there's no school events going on, it's a bit harder to kind of find stories that one might deem newsworthy. But at the same time, I think that is what kind of produces the best stories that we report on, because you really have to go deep and find the most like interpersonal or undercovered gems within our community and kind of shine a spotlight on them. So it's another challenge to overcome, but I think the payoff is really worth it in that regard.
That's what I was so curious about, is how you go about finding stories and figuring out, you know, what to report on in a small community. So Madeline, how do you find those stories?
The biggest way I find stories is through the help of our editor, Bob, who is just very familiar with the Pulaski community because he's been in it for much longer than I have. And so he just has more knowledge of kind of what's going on that maybe a student wouldn't. So usually he has really great stories kind of just like in his head that I can just come up and ask him about. But otherwise, sometimes I will just maybe be driving past a building in our location. And then I'm like, I wonder if there's someone interesting who works there, or like if there's a story behind the creation, or let's say there's construction going on at our library, or there was during the summer. And that was kind of an interesting story that I didn't report on, but another one of our staff members reported on. And I'm pretty sure it's just one of those things where you're driving by and you're like, I wonder if anyone's really talking about this development happening in our village. So I guess it's kind of just stuff that kind of stands out to you like that. Or it's also okay to just, you know, ask some other people who are more connected in our community about what might be happening and what might be newsworthy.
Amy, as you hear Madeline convey the new skills she's acquired and, you know, that news sense and that curiosity, are you finding students who are going on to pursue a career in journalism or mass communications?
We have had some do that. Most recently, one of our students has become a broadcaster. Like, she's on a local TV's channel. And just randomly, two of our former students, they're both working at TV channels. They both were reporting on diversity issues, and they were both nominated for regional Emmy Awards this year in the same category. And that, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
And we have, you know, people wanting to go into sports broadcasting. So, you know, they maybe aren't going into print, but they're still using these skills and they're going on and making a career of it.
We're talking about Pulaski News, which is run year-round by students at Pulaski High School. We have Amy Tubbs with us, who teaches journalism at Pulaski High School, and Madeline Ryback, who is a senior at the school and a student reporter at Pulaski News. Madeline, do you have any interest in pursuing journalism now that you're in the thick of it? And what do you make of that career profession?
I find a lot of fulfillment in journalism. I think that being able to tell people stories is one of the things that brings me the most joy ever in the entire world. And I'm not entirely set on pursuing print journalism as a career path, because I have a ton of other interests that I might be looking to try out as an adult. However, I totally am 100% committed to at least being involved in some form of journalism and storytelling within the next few years, whether it be through college newspapers or maybe doing some independent publishing or writing contests or other means of storytelling. So I can totally see myself pursuing journalism in some form in the future, for sure.
And certainly to acknowledge, Amy, that it's really rough out there with local news deserts that are spreading around the country. How has Pulaski News managed to keep running?
We have a very supportive school board, and so we've got some budget money to keep there, you know, keep that going. We also have subscribers that continue to say, I want to read what you write, and they keep the paper going. We have advertisers that are willing to purchase advertising, and all of that ties into allowing us to keep going and to give the community some news. Otherwise, we would be looking at, you know, going to Green Bay, which is about, I don't know, 25 minutes from Pulaski, roughly. That would be our closest big city. So we have something that is local to us that is important and worthy of keeping.
Now, from what I understand, students don't cover things like local school board meetings or village board meetings. Is that right?
Right. Like, we don't want to put them in a position of dealing with, like, really official kinds of things that way. And we want to make sure that the coverage is 100% legit. So a lot of times Bob, our editor-in-chief, will handle, like, election coverage and things like that. But otherwise, our students are doing all of the stories.
And it sounds like, Madeline, too, there is room for good stories, for positive news.
100%. I mean, I feel like positive news is all around us in Pulaski, and it just is the matter of, like, going in and finding and doing some digging and finding, like, stories and how to tell them. Like, for example, over the summer, I did a story about our school summer school program provides fun classes for all the kids below, I think, high school that they can engage in over the summer. And I noticed that there just wasn't really a lot of coverage for it. So I did a story where I just interviewed a bunch of teachers for these classes, and I just got to hear about how much they loved teaching these kids, which is something that we kind of take for granted, I think, because it's just part of life. So I really enjoyed getting to highlight kind of the positive aspects of summer school, and beyond that, just like the joy of teaching in Pulaski. So I think maybe I know that positive news is all around us, and it's just a matter of kind of slowing down and acknowledging it and kind of bringing it to the limelight and putting a spotlight on it in our paper.
I loved your summer school program story because you talked to so many people, not just, you know, teachers, but the students themselves.
I know. That was such a wonderful article to do. I think that I had taken a break prior to being a writer for that summer from the newspaper, so I had not written a news article in a very long time. And I think that was, I had written some articles prior that summer, but that summer school article kind of just made me fall in love with being a reporter all over again, because I got to go to so many community members who I've always just thought of just being there, and there wasn't. But everyone has a story. And I kind of just got to uncover that story that I never knew with all these people about how much they love teaching and their different stories of teaching summer school that really were just super special to them. And I think that being able to tell that story was just super important to me. So maybe other people wouldn't take something like summer school for granted and maybe just, I guess, acknowledge just how important these programs really are.
Amy, Pulaski has been doing its local news this way for a very long time. What is your advice to a small community that would like to get their high school students to take this on and launch a similar model?
Well, I think it takes some passion. You know, if you're excited about the people you're around, you can get other people excited. And so you want to try to get that excitement in students. I think you want to just know, like, it's valuable, that it's, especially in today's world, like, people are often so divided and on different sides of things. And it's really nice to say, hey, like, let's get to know our neighbors and let's promote what's going on in our community and realize that, yeah, we have something pretty special. We don't have to be this giant community of everything. Like, we can be small and we can know who we are and enjoy our lives.
Madeline, what is your wish for the Pulaski News for the next 80 years?
I think that my wish is just for it to kind of still be running, because I know that, like, print journalism is kind of going out of fashion in a lot of areas. So I think that my wish would for it to be in our small community, for it to still be valued and seen for how important it really is in conveying these stories across a medium that's widely accessible to older generations. And is just, I think, print journalism is just incredibly important in terms of a skill to have and just having something in print, because we see these, like, books all over our walls that have past volumes. And I think just materializing something in print and keeping it immortalized is just a huge, I think I wish that the future students of Pulaski News could have that in the same way I have had that during my time as a reporter.
Madeline and Amy, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for introducing us to Pulaski News.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Amy Tubbs, who teaches English and journalism at Pulaski High School, and Madeline Ryback, who is a Pulaski High School senior and a student reporter at Pulaski News. Students have run the local paper that covers the village of Pulaski since the 1940s. It's delivered on Thursdays, and the school mails about 1,000 copies to subscribers who want to read about local news in the community.